BBC Radio 2.
Ken, thank you. I love the way he pronounced Haranimarach, which is a way of doing, I don't know how to say this. Picking up the papers on Saturday morning, maybe the last thing you might expect is a grainy black and white image of the Queen as a 7-year-old girl giving a Nazi salute. Wasn't that amazing? It's published in The Sun, much to the anger of Buckingham Palace, who got stuck straight in and accused the paper of exploiting the footage. She was just a child, after all. In the picture behind the Queen is her mother and younger sister Margaret, both making the same gesture, the Nazi salute. And behind them is their uncle, who would become King Edward VIII. Laughing and apparently encouraging them. The 17-second clip from which the photo was taken was shot in 1933 in the grounds of Balmoral Palace. Nobody is questioning its authenticity. The Sun has defended the publication, saying it's an important story. Do you agree? Does everything the Queen does, even at 7 years old, matter? Is this footage an important historical artefact, or is it simply salacious and quite insulting to our head of state, and maybe a bit misleading as well? Hugo Vickers is the royal historian. He wrote a biography of the Queen Mother. Kate Maltby is a historian and political commentator. Hugo Vickers, you go first. This is worrying, isn't it?
Well, it's not particularly worrying. It's certainly been exploitative, and obviously what the Sun were doing were trying to cause some controversy and sell lots of copies of their newspaper. I'm sure they were successful with both those missions.
OK, very bad phone line. Let me go to Kate Maltby. Should we pay any attention to this?
We should absolutely be paying attention to this. I mean, we've just had, on your show, we've just been listening to a segment on a speech at this very moment. The Prime Minister, David Cameron, is delivering a speech effectively telling British Muslims that they shouldn't be quietly condoning extremist ideologies. The problem is that this is exactly what was going on in the 1930s in Britain, in our own country, amongst our own elite. And I think there's, as a historian, I think we really need a lot more scrutiny, not just over the royal family, but over, you know, the British aristocracy, some of whom had very close links to Hitler, and recognise that there is a real hypocrisy in telling British Muslims today that they can't sit at dinner parties when other people are making extremist statements without confronting them, and giving our own royal family a free pass.
OK, Hugo Vickers, what do you think with the idea that actually this shows that the aristocracy condoned the rise of Hitler?
Oh, come on, it doesn't do anything of the sort. It's a family fooling around in front of the cameras for a private film that was being made, presumably by George VI, then Duke of York. And it's been released either innocently or by mistake, and it's been made into a big fuss. That's all it is, frankly. It doesn't show anything of the sort. And actually, we must look at history. Look what the Queen Mother did during the war. She was one of the great figures of the war. She remained always a civilian. She was always in London. She went out to see the bomb sites. Not for nothing did Hitler call her one of the most dangerous women in Europe. She did a fantastic job, and so has the present Queen, in the course of this reign, in conciliating with the Germans and reconciling things. And she had a state visit from President Heuss in 1958, quite early on after the war. At that time, when he came to Britain, he said he saw the purpose of his visit to make sure that Britain and Germany were never at war again. And she's continued in that vein.
Kate, is that relevant, any of that?
Well, I don't think anyone is sitting here accusing the Queen, age 7, of being a secret Nazi and suggesting that, you know, throughout her reign, ever since, she spent 80 years hiding her Nazi views. I mean, This is not an image about the Queen. This is an image about the other people in the footage, the Queen Mother, as you say, and Edward VIII, who would go on to be a very, you know, very close associate with Hitler, associate of Hitler's. He was sent off, you know, during the war to be governor of the Bahamas by Churchill, precisely because Churchill knew how closely Edward VIII was working with Hitler at the time. I mean,
is that right, Hugo? Do you believe that?
No, it isn't right. Actually, he was sent off to the Bahamas to get him out of the way, but they were frightened as much as anything else that he might have been kidnapped. And incidentally, the reason that he went to Germany in 1937 was not as a Nazi sympathiser, completely the opposite. He was encouraged to do so by a man that he knew called Oscar Selbert, who he'd met in the 1920s, who said to him, listen, you went through the Great War, you're a man of the world, you're full of charisma, why don't you go and see if you can, as it were, persuade Hitler not to continue in this vein? And the silly man, and he had no right to do it, I quite concede that, went off on his own bat with that purpose in mind.
So
that's not being a Nazi sympathiser.
Kate, he was silly, he was not a Nazi.
Well, he was silly and a fascist sympathiser. He was a very, very weak man. People who get sucked in by extremist ideologies often are. But I think actually we're hearing on air precisely what the problem is here. I mean, whenever there's any suggestion that anyone in the royal family's history was, you know, less than perfectly heroic, you know, you get traditionalist historians jumping up to defend them, jumping up to tell them that we have to look at them as heroes. Now, no one is suggesting, for example, that the Queen Mother, because she was seen in a 17-second bit of footage, was, you know, also a passionate Nazi. No one is suggesting that. What we are saying is that there is a defensiveness about the royal family in this country, which allows them to completely hide and keep their royal archives closed to historians. And that's why you end up with, as I completely agree, you know, sensationalist leaked clips being exploited by The Sun, which is by no means my favourite newspaper, precisely because the royal family doesn't allow a more sedate, a more careful,
but
more open discussion of its history.
Understood, but the power of the image, Kate, is such that we now have this idea lodged in our heads of the Queen making a Nazi salute, and it's a bit unfair on her, isn't it?
I don't really think we
Why should we associate the Queen with a Nazi salute when she has never been a Nazi?
We should associate the Queen with an era in which people were much, much more conciliatory and complacent to the rise of Nazism than we perhaps recognise. She's a seven-year-old girl in the footage. Again, no one is remotely suggesting that what she was being encouraged to do with her uncle, quite possibly as a joke, you know, as a bit of fun, you know, was indicative of deep Nazi sympathies. What we are again saying is that we need to have a more open discussion about just, you know, just how relaxed people were about the horror that was yet to come.
Thank you very much indeed, Hugo Vickers, royal historian, who wrote a biography of the Queen Mother, and Kate Maltby, historian and political commentator, talking about that photo in The Sun of the Queen on Saturday. Shake a little bit.